Carrie, good to see you again. How have you been?
I'm well. How are you, Dave?
Good, good. So, a few sea changes in interest rates from the Fed's Bank of Canada rate over the last few weeks here. Some movement, some changes we haven't seen for literally years.
Yes, the Bank of Canada announced again in September that they have increased the Bank of Canada prime lending rate by another 0.25%. So currently the lending rate, the Bank of Canada, is at 3.2%. So people are calling me and asking me, how is that impacting my mortgage, Carrie? And what is that going to have? Can I still qualify for a mortgage? I'm a first-time buyer. Can I still refinance? What this change has impacted is people that have a variable rate mortgage, your mortgage rate has increased by 0.25%. I have a variable rate mortgage as well. In dollars and cents, Dave, for every $100,000 owing on your mortgage, your payment has increased $12 a month. So do the math. That's what only on a variable rate. If you're a fixed rate mortgage borrower, no changes made, you will renew on your next mortgage term. And that's when we need to talk so that we make sure that we get you a very good rate next time. The other impact is people that have large home equity line of credit balances. So a home equity line of credit sometimes is called a power mortgage, a home mortgage. It's a large line of credit that's a really nice product, but if you are have used it for a while, it's not going anywhere, your rate there has also increased. What I would encourage you to do is to roll that into a fixed rate mortgage if you're down on the ends of your lines of credit, because the interest rates are creeping up. Is it time to throw up your arms in the air and say, I need to lock in my variable rate mortgage? We can have that conversation. I personally, as I said, have a variable rate mortgage. I'm okay with the risk right now on my variable rate mortgage. But if you'd like to chat about that, please call me and we can discuss your personal options for your specific mortgage needs.
Well, that's the thing too, because everything you do is personalized with each individual client, with each customer, with each person, and everyone has a different set of circumstances that are at a different point in their life cycle. Maybe they've got young kids, maybe they're just starting out, maybe they've got kids going to university. Everyone's kind of on a different part of that path that we all take.
Right. And fall is a perfect time, Dave, where I'm seeing lots of people wanting to clear up things. They're ready to you know, get off that hamster wheel of just maintaining interest payments on stuff, and they're ready to combine everything back into one. I do have still that really nice refinance product that there is no legal or appraisal fees to do a mortgage refinance. Saving is around $1,000. So that's a really nice product. What I always say is if you're paying more than 3% on your debt, you're paying too much money. So that's on lines of credit, that's on your mortgage, that's on your credit cards, all of that. I recently did a mortgage refinance for a client, was not a previous client of mine, but 10 years ago they renewed into a mortgage because they thought rates were going up at 6%. So they've paid 6% over the last 10 years, and they listened to me on the radio and they said they knew when the mortgage was up for renewal, they wanted to come and get me to help them with the renewal. And I started looking through the numbers, and I want to just stress, if you're in a 10-year mortgage, I don't do a lot of these, but if you're in a 10-year mortgage and you're past that halfway mark, you can get, and the rate is high. So say you're paying in the fours, even in the high threes, in the fours, in the fives, you can break that mortgage and get a lower rate now for another five-year term and save yourself a whack of cash.
Because it balances off. I mean, you know, to break the mortgage, okay, there might be X amount associated with that, but the amount of money you save over the next 5 years more than compensates that, and you come out ahead of the game.
You do. And a lot of people that I'm seeing right now, Dave, are saying, well, I'm really not sure if I'm ready to refinance. You know, we've got our mortgage down to, you know, $40,000, and we have all these other debts, and I'm really not sure that I'm wanting to use the equity. We've worked so hard to pay that house down. And as I'm exploring the finances of these folks, I'm seeing that they have huge lines of credit secured. that they're paying too much money on. They have credit card debt. I recently did one. We ended up having a small mortgage and a large home equity line of credit due to some rentals and an aging house and having to do some updates. So I had about $200,000 in mortgage and line of credit debt and around $60,000 in other debt. Their current expenditure each month was $3,130. These are the folks that were coming out of that 6% mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
The new mortgage payment we set up so that they would have it paid off for retirement was $1,395. So the savings in their pocket was $1,735 a month.
Wow.
And their mortgage rate went from 6 to 3.09%. And that, you know, tens of thousand dollars in credit card debt went down as well.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, why would I refinance if I have to then pay it out over 23 years? I'll give you the plan to pay it out in 5 if you want. Because that credit card debt, as we know, if you've ever had a credit card and you've tried to pay it down, is tough. Why is it tough, Dave?
It's the hamster wheel, and all you're doing is paying
and
interest.
It is, and it's the interest. And what is the cost of waiting? And I had talked about this on the last show. I want to explain to you the cost of waiting. So you have $40,000 in credit card debt. Average credit card interest rate is around 19%, unfortunately. If you do nothing on that credit card but make the interest payments for the year, you're spinning on your hamster wheel $8,000 of interest.
And you're no further ahead.
You're still running on the hamster wheel with the $40,000 owing, but your interest is so high. So I say to my borrowers, I get it. You don't want to refinance your house because you've worked so hard to pay down the property, but you're wasting all this money in another department. So let's make it smart and simple. Give me a call. I roll these together all the time. It doesn't hurt your credit. It's the simplest, most stressless product that you can put together is a mortgage refinance.
You know, and I think you touched on it briefly too. I think for some people, they're going, oh, well, you know, we pay down the house so far, we don't want to, you know, add more to that. But you have to look at what you owe, whether it's the HELOC, home equity line of credit, whether it's credit card payments, all those types of things, and put it all together. That's your actual debt. It's not just your mortgage. It's all that extra additional things that you are paying, as you say, just outrageous amounts of interest on compared to what you could be and should be paying.
Right. And I mean, it's dependent on your specific needs. I did another one this week, Dave. Previous client, actually, they were in a 10-year mortgage that they were a previous client of mine. They wanted to go into a 10-year mortgage. They were going to break it just at the 5-year mark. They still owed, I think, about 20, it would have been just under the 20-year mark on their mortgage. They wanted to do a large renovation in the house, but they wanted to be mortgage-free in 9 years. So what did I do? I put the mortgage into a 9-year amortization. They're going to be debt-free in 9 years. And, you know, like this program can be tailored to your specific needs. I sit down with each borrower personally. If we can't sit down together, I do mortgages all over the province, Dave, via email, via text, via phone conversation. And I can really tailor every mortgage right to you.
Hmm. And that obviously is the key. So much more we got to chat about.
Sounds
so much
good.
More to talk about. If you want to get started, if you want to get more information, go to the website, kerrycardinal.com. That's kerrycardinal.com. Back with more of The Mortgage Show after this.